WTAW News Time. It's 4 minutes after 7. It's 75 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818, next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station Police has not disclosed what became of the man who threatened to jump off a bridge over the freeway Saturday.
Nor has CSPD revealed why. For almost 2.5 hours, the man was on the bridge rail of the southbound freeway exit over Texas Avenue towards Rock Prairie Road. The man turned himself in about 15 minutes before kickoff of the Aggie football game and was taken to a hospital for an evaluation. College Station Police business during Saturday's game included catching a man witnesses say entered a parked vehicle, looked into other vehicles, and tried to open a garage door south of Gabbard Park. Bryan Police received a witness report of an armed robbery Friday night at a Northside convenience store. A Brazos County deputy constable and a deputy sheriff caught two men accused of taking nearly $34,000 from the Lucky Mart on Woodville Road. The cash and checks were recovered, along with an airsoft gun the victim thought was a semi-automatic pistol. The store employee was treated at the hospital for injuries after he was hit in the face and fell, hitting his head on a concrete post. A taxi driver had his car stolen following a dispute over a fare. College Station Police report the car was found a few blocks away and was returned to the owner, who did not have a permit. The incident was early Saturday morning on Paloma Ridge Drive, just north of Holloman South and Kane Road. 4 hours later, police returned to arrest the suspect, who was knocking on a stranger's door in the neighborhood. An arrest by Bryan Police on charges of evading arrest, driving with an invalid license, and drug possession began as an aggravated assault in College Station. CSPD reports a woman was threatened with a handgun at the Wendy's at Holloman and Harvey Mitchell Parkway. According to the arrest report from Bryan Police, the victim followed the suspect as he drove into Bryan. A Bryan City Marshal riding with a BPD officer spotted the suspect. That led to a pursuit that ended when the suspect's SUV entered a ditch and struck a cactus. Driver was caught following a foot chase. Officers found what turned out to be a stolen handgun along with crack cocaine and marijuana. According to online jail records, it's the 15th arrest for 26-year-old Jordan Dalton of College Station in the last 7 years. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Warnings were issued Saturday for property owners and renters in College Station who allowed vehicles to be parked in their yards for those attending the first Aggie home football game. Code enforcement supervisor Debbie Kaler says tickets are a possibility the rest of the season to residents, but not to vehicle owners.
Because we understand that there's people coming from out of town who may not know what our ordinance is, we try to educate that tenant, that property owner. And also, if it's a rental property, we let the management company know, hey, this is what's going on your property. Please make sure that your tenants and your residents aren't parking or having other people park on their grass.
Space remains available at the City of College Station's Northgate parking garage for rent. A 40-year faculty member at Texas A&M was recognized at the last Board of Regents meeting. Philosophy professor John McDermott was on hand to accept a resolution.
Coming as it does in the darkling twilight of my life, or shall we say, jargonically, in the nick of time.
President Michael Young considers Dr. McDermott his philosopher.
Professor McDermott has utilized his passion for teaching to instill in his students a philosophy which extols the virtues of personal growth from every life experience, including over 25,000 students during his 65 years of teaching.
McDermott continues to teach upper-level classes, serves as director of A&M's community of faculty retirees, and chairs or serves on advisory committees involving master's and doctoral students. WTAW News Time is at 9 minutes after 7. It's 75 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Will Get News is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that your registration will now serve as a combined proof for inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. We can do that for you at Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryan Parkway next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, Think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Rudy's Barbecue, Sleep Stations, Horniman Flooring, Subway, Team Ford, and Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Professional Concrete Construction, if your home or office needs concrete, they do it. Specializing in residential, commercial, and decorative applications. James and Mike Croston at Professional Concrete Construction are experts in the Brazos Valley with over 25 years of experience. For home and metal buildings, foundations, patios, sidewalks, and driveways, call Professional Concrete Construction at 979-777-9201 and get a free estimate and list of local references. Click ProfessionalConcreteBCS.com for more info.
Good morning, it's 710. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports. Home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports. 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on ActionSportsTX.com.
A partly sunny conclusion to the Labor Day weekend today, but there is the threat of some showers and thunderstorms. Going to be outside celebrating Labor Day. Keep an eye to the sky later on. Highs will be 90 to 95. Tonight, any storms end early. It'll be partly to mostly cloudy in spots overnight, 75 to 80. Turning partly sunny tomorrow with a chance for showers and storms, 90 to 95. Partly sunny Wednesday, there could be some storms, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Ags didn't disappoint on Kyle Field Saturday. We'll hear from Coach Sumlin and Trevor Knight on the win. Also, I got your high school football update, and the Astros avoided the series sweep against the Rangers in Arlington. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There were a lot of people who came from California
for that game, I think. Yep.
I think they chartered a couple of airplanes full.
Wow.
Well, you know, when's the chance to come to Texas and, you know,
right,
enjoy real summer heat instead of what they've got there? So,
yeah.
Anyway, I always try to think about it from the standpoint of somebody from far away watching that game. And so that was probably an entertaining game for those people.
Yeah. Well, and they made a comeback, so it got a little exciting for them.
Oh, yeah.
Again, everybody's
job to lose.
Yeah, that's right. Everybody's job is easier when the home team wins. That's for sure. So that's good. And I guess, I thought it was a late arriving crowd. A lot of people maybe enjoying the shade, knowing that they were about to go out into the 2:30 sun.
Yeah, it was still pretty sparse when game time was about to start.
But, you know, out in front, there was a pretty nice breeze as long as you were in the shade. It was fairly pleasant. But anyhow, and then, of course, that one last night was a yawner. Wow.
I know. Well, I went to bed, obviously, and woke up and looked at the score and was like, oh, wow.
Well, so what was the score when you turned it off?
I probably went to sleep. I mean, I barely made it through halftime. So,
okay. Yeah. No, it was a whole different situation in the second half. That's,
so Texas was up, I think, by 2 touchdowns when I went to sleep.
Okay. Yeah. Well, obviously they let that get away.
Yeah.
But anyway, that was a very, very entertaining game.
I have been just kind of out of it, but I had no idea they were playing on Sunday night.
Yeah, that seemed...
Well, you know, this is the last chance.
Right. Because then NFL begins, right? Okay.
And
then I guess with Labor Day.
Sure. And we got Ole Miss and Florida State, is that right, coming up
tonight? Yes, that's tonight. And that should be a good one,
both ranked
teams.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
So,
should be kind of fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that was college football. And let me see, high school football, one of the local high schools apparently lost a their starting quarterback again.
Yeah, I couldn't fit that in my sports report, but
I cannot feel worse for this poor kid.
Yeah.
He broke his leg last year before they even, it was in like a scrimmage, and then broke his other leg.
Poor kid, man.
Yeah.
And he's a really good player. Mm-hmm. I mean, and so very
Does he play other sports, do we know?
I don't think so.
Okay, wow.
I think it was, I mean, very athletic. He probably could.
Yeah.
Maybe you should think about it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, but apparently it was very successful in their, like, 7-on-7 stuff last year once his leg healed.
Right, so they were ready for big things.
Lots of potential. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Well, we'll see what happens. That also gives some other young man an opportunity to step up.
So true,
we'll
true.
See how that works. All right, so a wanted Florida man just didn't get the picture. Stuart, Florida police told ABC News they were able to track down one Mac Yearwood, a man with two outstanding warrants, as well as possible tie to an open case after he used his own wanted poster on his Facebook profile picture. He really did. I've got a screenshot of it.
When are these people going to learn? This is like that girl who contacted the police because she didn't like her mugshot. Yeah.
Facebook is a great way to communicate and connect with old friends and family, says Captain Brian Bossio, wrote in a post on the Stewart Police Department Facebook page. If you're wanted by police, it's probably not a good idea to use your wanted of the week poster of yourself as your profile pic.
Yeah.
Earlier, police last week had responded to a call about an alleged battery at a local home, and while he had already fled the scene, the victim pointed to Yearwood as a possible suspect. So,
wow.
Nice job, and there it is. Got it right there. Wanted for felony warrant. Oh, two counts of battery. Very nice. Very nice. Make it easy for the police every once in a while.
If you're wanted by the police, probably a good idea not to contact them at all.
That's right. We were talking earlier this morning, of course, we're working today and being late to work. Well, if you're in this job, people will know it. If you're late to work in Dubai, it might get back to the king.
Oh.
Sunday morning, Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid decided to pop into several civil service departments for inspection. He expected to see senior officials at their desk at 7:30 in the morning, but he was alone in the office.
Oh.
Yeah, nine senior officials from the Dubai municipality have been told to retire.
Oh.
Because they were not there.
Wow, nine.
Yeah. When the big boss walks in and 7:30 and you're supposed to be there. And
you were hoping Mike was going to be there to cover for you.
Yeah, didn't happen.
No, Mike was at home too.
That's right. So there you go. Maybe there are a whole lot of really good jobs open there now.
Maybe they can have like a joint retirement party.
Yeah, they could do that. Could throw a party for all of them.
Yeah.
Or, you know, maybe go plead to the king.
Yeah.
So does it bother you when a store plays music way too loud while you're trying to shop? From England, the UK's Guardian newspaper says a consumer group called Pipe Down wants to silence all music played in all stores.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, really?
Seems a little
music
much.
Music stores?
Yeah, even though 63-year-old Nigel Rogers started the group.
He said
that the blaring pop music, quote, just as bad as passive smoking?
Oh,
wow.
Nigel.
Wow. I don't think so, buddy.
Sensitive ears, Nigel.
Going out on a limb. It really is enough to drive most people bonkers if they have any sensitivity at all. Oh, that's it. We're insensitive, Nigel. Got it.
Where is he shopping?
I don't know. Most shops in London apparently play piped in music.
Lots of pop music.
Yeah.
Blaring.
I've never been offended by the volume of music while shopping.
I can think of one place it was a little bit annoying.
Yeah.
I think it was The Gap. But, you know, what the hell? Or Old Navy. It was Old Navy. And, of course, what am I doing in an Old Navy store anyway? But still.
I get more, and this hasn't happened in a while, but there used to be a store I would go to growing up, and it was really dark inside.
Okay.
And that was bothersome.
Uh-huh.
Because you're trying to, like, look at the clothes, and you'd have to go, like, hold it up.
Yeah, take it out and to the front of the store and do that.
And then there's the stores that smell. Like, not in a bad way, necessarily, but it's just overwhelming.
Uh-huh. I understand that. Yep.
That's more offensive to me than the music.
I would agree. A little subtlety wouldn't hurt anything. Most shops in London do play piped in music, but Nigel's group has landed its first victory. The Marks & Spencer department stores, which is one of the bigger chains in Great Britain, has stopped playing music because of Pipe Down and more than 2,000 letters that they got from folks who shop there. Nigel hopes other stores will turn off the music in London and eventually all over the world. Well, thanks, Nigel. I appreciate you looking out for us.
Yeah. Finally, some peace and quiet.
That's exactly right. So, speaking of sound, this might be good. The sound of a mom singing may help premature newborns breathe easier. Okay.
Okay.
Analysis of a number of music therapy studies found that music therapy does help stabilize preemie babies' breathing rates. Nigel, see? Come on, man.
Music is a good thing.
Music researchers also say that live music in the NICU, either sung or played on an instrument, can help stabilize preemies' heart rate and breathing and aid sleep and encourage a quiet alert time.
Interesting.
Now, that's live music there. So how about that, Nigel? What if you walk into some place and they're playing live
music?
How would you feel about that? Would that bother you some?
You know how you handle somebody like Nigel?
Huh?
We ask them politely yet firmly to leave.
There you are. I like that. Yeah. 720. All right, so you guys are too young to remember the Sony Walkman. But it did revolutionize the way people listen to music. I mean, here was this opportunity for you to just take something along that you could actually put the little earbuds in and listen to this thing called an audio cassette. It was just the most awesomest
no,
thing.
No, I had one. Yeah.
Okay.
But I might have had the CD one.
Okay,
but
still, that was technologically, because everything prior to that had to be a portable radio which you would carry around, and it was large and sometimes heavy, and I'm not even talking about the jam boxes. That was a whole other world. But you no longer had to carry around the boombox or whatever to listen to your tunes. You had this little musical player. Fast forward to today. Sony has delivered a new version of its legendary Walkman. It is different. It costs $3,200.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
The Japanese electronics giant Sony says their new Walkman, which comes in two models, it's the gold-plated for $3,200 or the less expensive aluminum-bodied for only $1,200.
Oh.
Rolled out and showcased in Berlin last week, the Walkman's gold plating on its copper chassis supposedly serves two purposes. First, obviously, the wow factor. But Sony also says the gold reduces contact resistance and oxidation. I don't know what that means. The personal music players offer Bluetooth capability, of course, the original didn't have, and can handle a variety of music files. Sony says that the devices are expected to hit store shelves via your select group of media of Sony media authorized dealers early next year.
They're going to hit the shelves and never leave.
Yeah. Well, look, they'll give them away to stars, you know, like Beyonce will have one.
Right.
That sort of thing.
Because she can't afford to buy one.
She could. She'll flash that out so everybody goes, oh, I want one of those and I'm going to save up for it. Oh, wait, it's $3,200. Never mind.
Yeah.
Just saying. Anyway, so there you are. So what's everything old, new again. 722.
You don't have to work hard to get a great deal during Agassin Toyota's Labor Day Repo Joe Sale. Thursday through Monday only. Shop Agassin Toyota's huge selection of used cars for every budget. Over 160 of the best trade-ins, auction cars, lease terminations, and repos. $27 down delivers with payments from $89 a month clearly posted on every vehicle windshield. Stock number 162-128A, 2007 Honda Civic, selling price $53.88, 72 months at 2.9% APR, $27 down plus tax, title, and license with approved credit.
Repo Joe here. No matter what your budget is or what vehicle you're looking for, the Repo Joe sale has it all. Our payments are clearly posted, so it's easy to see your savings on the spot.
$27 down and $89 a month. The payments are clearly posted. The savings are too big to miss. Hurry for best selection.
Visit RepoJoe.com to find your bargain.
Then rush to Atkinson Toyota in Bryant and Madisonville for the Repo Joe sale through Labor Day Monday. Subject to prior sale.
Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for 7 straight years. And a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the bulletproof roof guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Today's Veterans Minute, brought to you by Bentley Nettles Law.
To receive compensation for injuries sustained during military service, a veteran must file with the Veterans Administration. The VA then makes a decision on service connection and a disability rating. If the veteran does not agree with either of these two decisions, they should file a notice of disagreement within 1 year of the VA's decision. The veteran can employ an attorney at this point to assist them in filing the notice of disagreement and assist them in presenting additional evidence to the VA in order to convince the VA adjudicator to change the decision on service connection or disability rating. Only attorneys accredited by the VA are qualified to represent a veteran before the VA. You wore the uniform. You're entitled to all the benefits of service to our nation.
Sponsored by Bentley Nettles of Nettles Law, located in Bryan. 979-314-5155. That's 979-314-5155. Learn more by calling or going to nettles-law.com.
724 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Of course, in addition to all the parking changes or street changes or whatever, you know, I don't know if you knew anybody who parked anybody's yard, but if they did, they got away with one.
They got a warning, though.
That's right. Don't do it again.
Don't do it.
This week, I don't think there'll be quite a problem, but nonetheless, yeah. Remember that. And we're running a news story, so you know about that. The other thing you shouldn't be doing in College Station is texting and driving at the same time.
Yeah, yep. You might as well start getting used to it.
That's the whole idea. It's not the law yet, but it's going to be, and the problem, there's nobody out there who thinks it's safe to be doing it, really. They know what they're doing is dangerous. But the reason people do it is it's okay for them. Just this once.
Just like everything else.
I'm trying to turn left. I forget what street I'm on. And here's this lady. I was on Texas Avenue, trying to turn left off Texas Avenue. And here's this lady who's kind of crept out into Texas Avenue. She's trying to turn across four lanes of traffic in a common turn lane. You know, easy to do.
Of course.
Yeah. And she's just kind of crept out really too far for me. And she's talking on her phone while she's doing that. So I actually had to go to the right side of her car. Between that and the street, basically drive on the wrong side of the road to be able to turn in.
Oh, wow. Wow.
She was so far out. But she was talking on the phone. It was important.
Yeah, she was busy, Scott.
It was. It was an important thing. But anyhow, so what's going on? Police are getting very creative when it comes to trying to catch texting drivers. Some are patrolling in big trucks so they can look down into cars.
Oh.
In Bethesda, Maryland, an officer disguises himself as a homeless person so he could spot texting drivers. Now, see, that might stand out here. We don't have a whole lot of those around here. But then radios in to uniformed officers who are waiting a block up the road. Last October, they got 56 tickets in 2 hours doing that.
Wow.
In New York, texting tickets soared from about 9,000 in 2011 to 85,000 in 2015.
Oh,
all right.
Wow.
This is a revenue stream now. In Massachusetts, they rocketed from about 1,100 to a little over 6,100 in the same period of time. And in California, the number of people found guilty of texting while driving climbed from 3,000 back in 2009 to 31,000 last year.
Wow.
So it is time to stop doing this. Okay?
Yeah. So people aren't stopping
No. And well, you'll see how many of those people are second offenses or
right.
third offenses
or
whatever.
Right, yeah, that's interesting.
They will find ways to do it because, again, as we think about how they'll police for it, may not necessarily be the way that they do police for
right.
it. So, again, those are statewide numbers, with the exception of that one story in Bethesda, Maryland. So the numbers have gone up, and it's, I guess, just a matter of time that everybody's going to be in that situation. All right, 627, let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition, they do concrete urethane raising. For more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. High temperature today. We're going to have a little bit more summer. Sorry, it's not really, really bad, but the heat index could be as high as 101 today. High temperature is supposed to be 92. There is a 50-50 chance of showers, mainly after probably 11 o'clock or so this morning. 20% chance of rain tonight and a 30% chance of rain tomorrow. We'll be in the lower 90s all week long and look for mid-70s probably for our low all week long as well. Right now, 96% relative humidity, winds out of the southeast at about 5 miles an hour. And we've got 75 degrees out there.
Does your swimming pool need some work? Now is the time to do it, and the Pool Guy can help. The Pool Guy offers pool renovations, including replastering, retile, recoping, and more. Service and repairs, weekly swimming pool maintenance, and parts, equipment, and chemical sales. With over 30 years' experience, the Pool Guy offers superior service, a full staff of qualified and friendly technicians, and quality products to fill your every need. Whether it is time to overhaul your swimming pool, or you just need some supplies, call the Pool Guy today.
Call 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
No. We're not going to play Sean. No, we're not.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
Hey, there's a new study out there revealed shocking findings about scientists who interact with animal populations. Study was conducted by two wildlife biologists in Perth, Australia, Trish Fleming from Murdoch University and Bill Bateman of Curtin University. Now, these two examined research covering 331 species of Australian mammals. They categorized the studied animals into three groups, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And there's plenty of ugly to go around. And some are described as downright hideous. Even their names sound ugly. We're talking about creatures like the blobfish, the fangtooth fish, and the tree rat. In fact, of the 331 species, 45% are ugly. Now, here's where things get ugly. Fleming and Bateman discovered a bias against the ugly 45% of mammals, and they're passed over. Yep, ugly mammals get less attention from science than good-looking mammals. In fact, the two researchers say that entire populations of ugly mammals could be at risk of extinction because the ugly can't attract the same attention, funding, and protections as good-looking mammals. Scientists, supposedly the most objective and unbiased of our species, are in fact the most discriminatory. Their callous disregard for ugly mammals is so bad, it may result in the death of the ugly mammals. Ugly mammals do not have plastic surgeons. They can't hire lobbyists to tell the world that ugly lives matter. They're just ugly, and it's really sad.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson, candidate for President of the United States, and I approve this message. Like 60% of you, I'm not impressed by the two-party system. It's a dinosaur. It's outmoded and no longer reflects today's America. Two-party politics doesn't work, and it hasn't worked for anybody but itself in decades. If we the people are wise, we will never again elect another president from within the entrenched, corrupt, co-opted two-party system. The office of president should serve the needs of everyone equally with respect and with fairness. I did it as governor, I'll do it as president. Google me. 60% of you have said you want another choice in 2016, and now you have one in me. We the people have a chance to do something in 2016 that may not come around again in our lifetimes. We have a legitimate chance to elect one of our own to the highest office in the land.
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
WTAW News Time is 7:33, 75 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A witness to a Friday night armed robbery of a North Bryan convenience store resulted in two law enforcement officers seeing two suspects leave the business, which led to their arrests and the recovery of nearly $34,000.
Bryan police reported an employee at the Lucky Mart on Woodville Road was treated for non-life-threatening injuries at a local hospital. According to the arrest report, surveillance video showed one of the suspects forcibly removing the employee from his car at gunpoint, then hits him in the face, causing the victim to fall backwards and hit his head on a concrete post. The employee and both suspects returned to the store, where more than $15,000 in cash and more than $18,000 in checks were taken. When the men left the store, they were confronted by a Brazos County deputy sheriff and a deputy constable. That led to a foot chase and the arrest of 18-year-old Kenadrick Wheaton and 17-year-old Andre Walker O'Brien. Officers found a trash can next to the C store containing the cash, checks, and an airsoft gun that looks like a semi-automatic pistol. College Station police have not shared what they learned about why a man threatened to jump off a freeway bridge. Saturday's standoff shut down the freeway for almost 2.5 hours at the southbound Rock Prairie exit. The man ended the threat about 15 minutes before kickoff of the Aggie football game and was taken to a hospital for an evaluation. What happened after that was also not released. During Saturday's A&M game, College Station police responded to a report of someone entering at least one vehicle and looking into others, along with trying to open a garage door, all in the area of Dexter and Lano, which is south of Gabbard Park. Man was found in a storage shed. That led to the arrest of 29-year-old Joseph Vizcaya of College Station for a vehicle burglary, theft, possession of methamphetamine and marijuana, and resisting arrest. A dispute between a taxi rider and an unpermitted taxi driver over a fare early Saturday morning led to an arrest by College Station police. Officers responded at 2:20 a.m. to the 3500 block of Paloma Ridge Drive. That's a block north of the intersection of Holloman South and Kane Road. The driver said the passenger struck him, then took his car. The car was found a few blocks away and returned to the driver, who had minor injuries. 4 hours after the initial report, CSPD was called back to the original scene on the report of a man asking to go inside a stranger's house. Officers determined the man was the taxi passenger. That led to the arrest of 25-year-old Jonathan Ermert of Bryan on a robbery charge. CSPD news release did not state if any action was taken against the unpermitted taxi driver. The 20th arrest of a College Station man in the last 14 years is for driving with an invalid license with 26 active suspensions. 32-year-old Winston Brown Jr. spent about 12 hours in jail before posting a $2,000 bond. According to the arrest report, a Deputy Brazos County Precinct 1 constable caught a car driven by Brown going 47 miles an hour in a 25 school zone near Rock Prairie Elementary. A College Station man is arrested for robbery in the Chimney Hill subdivision. According to the arrest report, 19-year-old Lauren Martinez is accused of taking $2,000 out of a wallet belonging to his former girlfriend of 7 years. The victim also said Martinez knocked her down and dragged her, then took her cell phone and threw it on the ground. Officers also found a handgun the victim said belonged to Martinez. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Responsibilities for College Station police and code enforcement on Aggie Home football game days, among other things, includes monitoring residential areas for vehicles parked in yards. Code enforcement supervisor Debbie Kaler says warnings were issued for the first game. After that, tickets are a possibility not only to homeowners, but to landlords and tenants.
It could go to both. Potentially go to both.
Kaler says the city ordinance has been there at least as long as she's been with the city.
We defended because this ordinance has been on the books for more than 17 years. I've been with the city for 17 years, and we've always had it. And it's a safety issue. Just because other cities do things their way, we do things our way. And one of those things is enforcing that no parking in the yard ordinance.
Kaler says vehicles can park in any approved hard surface, which includes gravel as well as paved driveways. The Texas A&M System Board of Regents followed last week's regular meeting with a special meeting to honor a 40-year philosophy professor at the flagship campus.
Certainly my most influential philosopher.
President Michael Young read the resolution recognizing John McDermott, who was the head of two departments and continues to teach and serve in other capacities.
Professor McDermott is internationally recognized for his editorial supervision of the critical edition of the works and correspondence of William James, which combined with his personal writings on possibility and experience in the journey of life, has generated countless citations and has profoundly affected the field of American philosophy.
Dr. McDermott shared the recognition with his colleagues.
Be assured that I revel in these festivities, not only for myself, but on behalf of my colleagues in the humanities, for they too do splendid and influential work.
McDermott, who has taught 25,000 students during a 65-year teaching career, also founded the A&M Faculty Senate in 1983 and was the body's first speaker. WTAW News Time is 7:38. It's 75 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. I'm Debbie Lewis, Vice President of Mortgage Lending with Brazos County Bank, and I want to help you purchase your new home, refinance your current home, or buy land to build your own home. We do it all, VA, conventional, FHA, and in-house lending. Call me today at 979-220-3018.
Brazos County Bank is a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC. Equal housing lender.
It's summertime, and I'll bet you'd like to spend more time goofing off and less time mowing your grass. Hi, this is David from Kyrus Truck Center. We have great deals on zero-turn riding mowers to help cut your mowing time in half. Make quick work of your yard with Ferris, Hustler, or Cub Cadet mowers for zero money down and 0% interest. Remember, we can make mowing as close to fun as it gets. Come see us today at Kyrus Truck Center on Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan. Give us a call at 979-778-7480.
Hi, I'm Carl Walthall from Superior Air Repair. Superior is a company you can count on. For 8 to 8, same great rate. For 24/7 emergency service. For Superior's qualified technicians to service all makes and models. So if your furnace or air conditioner needs to be checked, serviced, or replaced, you can count on Superior. I guarantee it. Superior is our name, our service, and our reputation. Call us or find us online at SuperiorAirRepair.com. I'm Carl Walthall, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
RE/MAX Bryan College Station has been serving Aggieland over 20 years, representing generations of buyers and sellers with old-fashioned hometown service and 21st century technological expertise. At 3030 University Drive, just east of Highway 6, we're right in the middle of Bryan College Station and count legions of Aggie customers returning as parents and grandparents. More sellers list with RE/MAX than any other brand because nobody in the world sells more real estate. So to buy or sell, it's RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
741, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
A partly sunny conclusion to the Labor Day weekend today, but there is the threat of some showers and thunderstorms. We're going to be outside celebrating Labor Day. Keep an eye to the sky later on. Highs will be 90 to 95. Tonight, any storms end early. It'll be partly to mostly cloudy in spots overnight, 75 to 80. Turning partly sunny tomorrow with a chance for showers and storms, 90 to 95. Partly sunny Wednesday, there could be some storms, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, it was a big win for the Aggs over UCLA. I got audio from Coach Sumlin and Trevor Knight. Also, I've got all your high school football scores. And in Major League Baseball, the Astros snapped the Rangers' 7-game win streak and avoided the sweep in Arlington. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, obviously, we're working. We're here for you today.
That is right.
We're doing this. With that in mind, more than 40% of U.S. American workers didn't take a single vacation day last year. And today, 41% of employers will have some staff working, like us.
Yep.
There's a reason that the U.S. workforce is known for its grumbles and groans, according to a recent survey. Americans not taking that single day of vacation back in 2015, the figure, while depressing, is nearly identical to the 42% that was reported in 2014. Americans, it would seem, are all talk when it comes to doing their vacations. At the other end of the spectrum, 13% of the respondents said that they took more than 20 vacation days.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
It's a lot of time.
If you feel comfortable calling 5 days of vacation time the middle, then yes, you're part of the middle. That's basically where most people were. These results shouldn't come as a surprise to anyone who's been paying any attention to the sorry state of the employee time benefit situation here in U.S. America, where most employers will allot just 10 days a year.
Only?
That's right. Consider over in Europe, where sometimes they get a month off.
Wow.
One surprise from all this data, millennials, those 18 to 35-year-olds who often, well, seem like they have a hard time in the grown-up world, reported being the most overworked of all groups. Less surprising, however, the richest Americans take the most vacation days.
Hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Surprised over that. And women report taking fewer days than men.
Hmm.
Just
wow.
So
interesting.
You know. Yeah.
Well, and sometimes it seems like it's almost harder to leave, like getting everything prepped or making sure that your work is covered by your coworkers or colleagues. And so it becomes more of an inconvenience to try to leave and take vacation than it is just to stay and work.
Oh, yeah, especially in a skill-based job or something, you know?
Yeah.
So it is the world that we live in. And again, this is not hard work. This is inside work with no heavy lifting. And so as a result, you know, and the thing is, it's fun to do this.
Sure.
Except if you have to work a double, like you guys might have to.
Occasionally.
And, you know, that's not a lot of fun. But anyhow, if you're working today, remember, you're not the only one. We're here too.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, man, I don't know. I hate to be the one to talk to you about this, but it's time for the truth about baby carrots.
What?
Yes. Oh, no. There has been some baby carrot controversy swirling around out there. Rumor has it that they're little mini mutants that have been soaked in chlorine. Have you heard these things before?
No.
Yeah. And while some things are partially true that you might hear, they're perfectly safe to eat. Cocktail-sized carrots are real carrots, and they don't grow shaped that way. Farmers actually modify the regular tapered carrots that we know to grow specially as those little cocktail carrots.
Huh. Cocktail carrots. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're less tapered, and they're easier to cut and shape into the, three or four baby carrots each. So, and they're sweeter, too. What's interesting, I was just reading about carrots yesterday. Actually, they've made carrots healthier. They're 40% healthier than they were 25 years ago.
Really?
The more orange they are, the better they are for you.
Okay.
That's vitamin A. And while vitamin A is not a problem in U.S. America, in a lot of parts of the world, not getting enough vitamin A is a big deal. Mm. But carrots, I want to say, came from Afghanistan. And over there, carrots are a different color. Now, you know, they grew maroon carrots here and thought it was a big deal. But,
right.
But there are carrots that are brown and darker colors in other parts of the world. And one of the things that's interesting is they started, one of the ways that they were able to understand when carrots started to become orange in the New World is actually art. Food historians learn more about when pictures were painted of fruit and what it looked like then so that we know. Because how else would, I mean, is a carrot going to survive from the 1300s?
Of course not.
Probably not. So that's how they find out about that.
Well, you definitely have disillusioned me a little bit that that they engineer them to be baby carrots.
Yeah,
right?
Well, anyway. Yeah. Well, but as for the chlorine, okay. It is true that they are rinsed in a mild solution of water and chlorine to kill the bacteria and extend shelf life. Most pre-cut vegetables have that done to them.
Interesting. Yeah,
the amount of chlorine residue left on the carrots is about the same as tap water. So,
what if they're organic, Scott?
No, you know, that's a good point. That's just, if they're organic, think about what they're grown in. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Okay, and when those little carrots start to turn white, it's not the chlorine. It is a natural occurrence that happens when any cut carrot becomes dehydrated.
Oh, so, okay.
There's your proof about that. Hello? Hello? Wait, hello? Are you there? Yeah, okay. Let me see if I have phone problems. Nope, they just gave up. All right.
Okay. All right.
So there we are. That's the truth of baby carrots on Labor Day. That's why we do that.
Experience a floral gathering at Trisha Barksdale Designs. Close your eyes and imagine your dream garden. Spunky snapdragons, bold Texas sunflowers, and dainty tea roses mingled with hints of lavender and sage. Imagine displaying this dream garden on your dining room table. Favorite blossoms and herbs joined together in Grandma's antique milk glass vase. Go like Trisha Barksdale Designs on Facebook to view her stunning arrangements. With a horticulturist natural touch and your best friend's intuition, Trisha Barksdale creates one-of-a-kind, fresh, and silk designs to keep your home vibrant.
Here's Pastor Paul from Life Church speaking about boundaries.
When something is valuable to us, we place a boundary around it. We put up fences, lock up our valuables, and as parents, we set guidelines for our children. If something is valuable, God places a boundary around it. The gospel says that you have value because the cross has made you valuable. When God says no, we learn to trust that He is always saying yes to something better.
Explore more about boundaries at Life Church, Sunday mornings at 10:20. Visit lifechurchonline.net.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
How would you like to give your teenager a great gift in honor of this day? Now, I know what you're thinking. Who hands out presents on Labor Day? Well, don't worry. This one will fit right in, and that is to give your child the gift of hard work. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. To successfully navigate adulthood, kids must learn the value of hard work. I'm sure it'll come as no surprise to you that teenagers gravitate towards what's fun, and that's why they'd rather play video games than take out the trash. But as we all know, being an adult isn't always fun. Sometimes it simply takes hard work. And that's where parents come in. Many kids want to be successful at something without striving to earn it. They give up learning an instrument because it's too hard, or they run from the discipline it takes to develop athletic skills. If something isn't fun, they'll ditch it. But that's a mindset that'll hamper their potential to succeed in their adult years, whether it be in the workforce or in marriage. They need to learn that they can only be as successful as their willingness to work hard and invest themselves. Labor Day celebrates the contributions of American workers who devote their labor toward building a stronger society. So parents, let this day serve as an inspiration to instill within your kids the value of hard work. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
From executive producer LeBron James.
I need this, like yesterday.
Cleveland entrepreneurs get a chance to compete for their shot at success.
That will be a game changer for me and our business.
I believe your hustle is going to make this happen.
We got work to do now.
It's hard work, but it's totally worth it.
Cleveland Hustles. Premiere episodes Wednesdays at 10.
Everybody can have great ideas, but do you have what it takes in here?
Only on CNBC.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:52. The Aggie football team had quite a showing on Kyle Field as Trevor Knight threw for 239 yards and a touchdown and ran for 2 more scores, including one in overtime to lead Texas A&M to a 31-24 victory over the number 16 UCLA on Saturday in his debut with the Aggies. Here's Trevor Knight on gaining some momentum at the beginning of the game.
Yeah, you know, I think it was getting that first down. And when we got the first down, we started to speed it up a little bit with some tempo, and that's when you kind of get the rhythm and the things going.
The Aggies had a 4th-and-1 from the 1 in overtime when Knight waltzed into the end zone untouched for the score in the opener for both teams. Texas A&M sealed the victory when Justin Evans knocked down Josh Rosen's pass at the goal line on 4th down. Running back Keith Ford had a touchdown in 65 of A&M's 203 yards rushing in his first game since setting out a year following his transfer from Oklahoma. Josh Rosen threw 3 interceptions while working under heavy pressure from a defense led by Myles Garrett. Here's Coach Kevin Sumlin on the win.
That's a good football team we played today. And you're looking at one of the best quarterbacks in the country. I think he proved that today, too. So for us today, after the game, I was proud of our guys to get the win, number one. But the way things happen, we've got a lot to work on.
The Ags take on Prairie View A&M Saturday, September 10th at Kyle Field at 11 a.m. You can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM and News Talk 1620 WTAW. Meanwhile, in Austin, Tyrone Swoop scored on a lunging six-yard touchdown run in the second overtime, giving Texas a 50-47 victory over number 10 Notre Dame Sunday night. The Texas quarterback broke a tackle, burst up the middle, and stretched the ball across the line as the Longhorns earned a huge victory for embattled coach Charlie Strong after two losing seasons. Here's Coach Strong on how he believes his team will fare this season.
I believe in my players, and I believe in what we're doing here. And it's going to change eventually. We just got to continue to play together. One game doesn't make a season, but we have a lot more ball. We're going to enjoy this.
The Longhorns take on UTEP Saturday, September 10th at 6:10 p.m. In high school football, A&M Consolidated versus Foster ended with the Tigers losing 34-28. Meanwhile, Bryan took down Waller 42-37. College Station High School bested Colleen Shoemaker 61-14. Navasota lost to Magnolia West 23-22. And Buffalo won against Norman G 31-8. Meanwhile, in Major League Baseball,
0-2, and Gaddis hits this in the air pretty deep to center. It sends Desmond back, still going back at the wall. See you later! Evan Gaddis goes yard for the second straight day, and the Astros lead. It's 6-2.
George Springer and Evan Gaddis homered for the Houston Astros, who avoided a series sweep against the AL best Texas Rangers with a 7-6 victory Sunday that snapped the Rangers' seven-game winning streak. Houston is still 9.5 games behind Texas in the AL West with 4 weeks left in the regular season. The Astros begin a four-game series with the Indians in Cleveland today at 6:10. Meanwhile, the Rangers take on the Mariners in Seattle at 3:10. Pre-game's at 2:30, and you can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In the NFL, the Cowboys have signed Mark Sanchez and waived Jameel Showers in a swap of backup quarterbacks behind rookie starter Dak Prescott. Dallas had to make room on the 53-man roster for Sanchez on Sunday after signing the six-year veteran to a one-year contract. And in Houston, J.J. Watt passed his physical on Sunday and will return to practice on Monday, a good sign that he'll be ready for Houston's opener against Chicago on September 11th. Watt missed all of training camp and the Texans' four preseason games after surgery to repair a herniated disc in his back in July. And now here's K.O.
Thank you, Brad. It's time for our deal of the day. Before we jump into that, though, they are trying to get rid of a ton of Mustangs. The managers are motivated. We'll just say that. Ford's also offering 0% for 72 months financing on almost all models. They've got a back-to-school special, and our deal of the day, how about a Mustang 2016? Yeah, speaking of Mustangs, it's got 11,000 miles, and you can pick it up with our deal of the day for $20,376. Again, that's $20,376. Team Ford of Navasota, obviously in Navasota. For all the details, go to teamfordofnavasota.com. And that's going to do it. I'm Kevin O'Connor on WTAW.
Howdy, I'm Robert Collins with Texas Country Catering, and my family and I have been cooking up awesome food for the Brazos Valley for over 25 years, and we would love to treat you and your guests to a great home-cooked meal for your next event. We serve a large variety of foods from chicken fried steak to hand-cut ribeyes and mesquite-cooked barbecue, plus fresh vegetables and homemade desserts. Check us out on our website at texascountrycatering.com or give us a call at 979-218-3628. That's 979-218-3628.
Deals are cropping up at Normandy Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5 foot Land Pride shredder, 5 foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Hey, Brass Valley, it's Pete Lair. Recently, we woke up and found water bubbling up through the concrete foundation in our bedroom. After days of fruitless calls to plumbers who couldn't help and foundation companies who proposed expensive solutions, we called Brian Bailey and his staff at American Leak Detection. They understood the problem, found the leak right away, gave us a temporary solution until they could get us fixed, and then took care of everything. They were reasonably priced, professional, and dependable. Got a leak? Call the folks at American Leak Detection at 979-680-1094. I'm glad I did. Bet you will be too.
I always love the opportunity to talk to Jen Zweiker when she comes in and she tells me all about everything going on in the market, everything having to do with buying and selling homes. She is so knowledgeable. It's incredible. Brad Mitchell here for Zweiker & Associates. And I got to tell you, she not only knows everything about the market numbers that you need to know, she not only has all the expertise you need to know when it comes to buying or selling your house, setting it up, staging it, things like that. She also has awesome hints and tips that you would never even think to ask your real estate agent about. Like, for instance, what do you do with all your boxes after you move? Things like that. What do you do to make your house stand out from other people's houses who are on the market? What do you do when the market is up for sellers and you're a buyer? Or what if it's a buyer's market and you're a seller? What do you do? Well, Jen Zweiker and the team at Zweiker & Associates will help you out with that because they're the ones who know and they're the ones who can make that experience for you, which could potentially be stressful, like I always say, a very easy and pleasant experience. Check them out online, zarealestate.com.
It's about a minute till News Talk 1620 WTAW. So our question of the day, a monster who likes to ring a doorbell, what do you call him? Okay, never mind.
Ooh, I don't know.
It's the knockless monster. Just saying, just thought you'd enjoy this. All right, here we go. High temperature today is going to be probably about 92 or 93, something like that. We do have a slight chance.